B-Pod Studios.
Down, Patriot! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe. Call the Clinton Savings Coin Toss during Sunday's game. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC. Member DIF. Equal housing lender. Good morning, Scott Zolak.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey, buddy.
What?
Do you want to know how you did last week? Do you recall your prediction? I can help you with that.
I do not. What did I pick them by? I think I picked them by 6 or 7.
You're not bad. You said 26-17. It was 17-10. Pretty close. Pretty close.
Got one number.
You've been pretty good. Well, I got 17 right.
Yeah, right? That's like counts.
It's not
a lottery.
It's not Keno.
Not close enough. Scott, what do you think? Okay. All right. The offense, not great. Why? What's going on? Tom's not happy.
Well, I think it's a combination of everything, right? They're not getting speed away from people at the wide receiver position. They're not running the ball well. And if Brady's getting hit and you're not blocking in a run, it means the line has some issues. So I think getting Isaiah Wynn back this week is really good for him. And I'm not going to say it's going to be perfect, but he should help in a running game. He should help even more in the pass protection. But, you know, we lose Mohamed Sanu with an ankle injury, and Philip Dorsett had a concussion protocol. So we don't know if either of those guys. I think Sanu's already been ruled out.
Right.
But, you know, Dorsett should play. But it's going to be a tough one.
It's another tough one. So their offense is pretty good. Dak had 4 touchdowns last week, threw for 440 yards. Are we nervous about that?
Well, no, you're doing a good job reading all the stats here, Bobby. That's good.
It's off my head. Do you see that anywhere, LBF?
No.
Off the cuff. I do my homework for Zolak.
Really?
I do. I prep all week.
He's had 4 really good weeks in a row.
Yeah.
He's really starting to find his groove.
Okay, so no, he's good. He's for real. Last question. You tweeted about Gronk. You said, if this is another Jack Wagon sales pitch, you're done. It was a Jack Wagon sales pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think he's using the fans a little bit. I give him credit. I mean, it's good marketing for him because it gets everybody talking about him. But if you're holding out hope he's coming back, and he keeps sort of hoodwinking you every Tuesday of the work week.
That had to be his last time. He can't do that anymore, right?
No, I think this is it, yeah.
And what's
he can't come back. He can't come back until the 30th. He still has until the 30th.
He's not in shape, though, right?
No.
Well, he looks like he's in shape. I don't think he's in football shape.
No. Right. He looks great, but he's too skinny.
He's in LBF shape. He looks good enough to LBF, but not good enough.
I was gonna say, do I look like a football player,
no,
Bob?
No. I mean,
is that what you're trying
he looks
to
good
say?
To you, doesn't he?
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
You had shoulder pads on today.
All right.
All right.
I'd like to see him. I'll still take him.
All right, no kidding. Let's do it. All right, LBF, you got some questions for Scott?
I sure do. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving, Scott. You like Thanksgiving? It's a good meal?
I already talked about this with Bell. I am not a dessert or pie guy, so let's just get right to the middle.
Okay, I want to know your stance really quickly on turnip.
No.
Attaboy, yes.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Good.
All right, I want
to
know,
trying to pick off the relatives?
What is the most important thing? Like, you have 5 things on your plate. What are they for Thanksgiving?
Go.
Stuffing. Stuffing's number 1.
Yeah.
I would say mashed potatoes are number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Green bean casserole.
Ooh, really?
That's number, what are we up to? 3 or 4?
That's three. 2 more.
3. Gelled cranberry.
In the can,
nice
right?
Nice pick. Good pick.
Where it stays in the form and I can slice it. Like
yes. Yeah.
And
you're missing
bowls.
You're missing turkey, my man.
No, we're only doing
that's
sides.
A given.
That's a given.
You know
that's a given.
All right.
If I didn't have turkey, I really wouldn't mind.
It's true. Really? Turkey's kind of yucky.
Wow.
Let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, it's not the best fowl in the world.
All right. I was going to give you a quick pick, but all right, we'll throw in turkey. That's fine. That's a pretty good plate, Zoe.
What's the drink of choice?
It's a good plate. With a gravy all over. Just mix it all up.
Nice.
What's the drink of choice for the day?
drink of choice. That's a tough one. You don't see this as a tricky one because you don't want to. Yeah. You don't want to drink beer because it fills you up.
Exactly.
Good.
And wine makes you more tired too with with the tryptophan and the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I have it figured out. I don't eat the turkey, but I drink.
All right, that's a good idea.
All right, yeah. Scott Zolak, give us the score Sunday night 4:30. You're going to be there making the calls on the Sports Hub. Let's hear it.
I think it's two teams are going to score in the low 20s. I got Patriots 24-23.
24-23.
Really?
All right. No, I think he's right. It's going to be the defenses are both pretty good. That's
yeah, don't miss any extra points. I'm telling you. Extra points will be huge in this game.
That's good. All right. Thank you, Scott. Right. Appreciate it. We'll see you Sunday.
All right, guys. Great Thanksgiving.
You too, buddy. We'll give you next Friday off, okay?
Yeah.
There you go.
All night.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, Scott. He'll be on The Sports Hub, 98.5. You'll hear him call the game live right there. Don't miss it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.